Proverbs chapter 15. A soft answer turneth away fury, but a grievous word stirreth up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of the foolish poureth out folly. The eyes of Jehovah are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Gentleness of tongue is a tree of life, but crookedness therein is a breaking of the spirit. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof becometh prudent. In the house of a righteous man is much treasure, but in the revenue of a wicked man is disturbance. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but not so the heart of the foolish. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to Jehovah, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of a wicked man is an abomination to Jehovah, but him that pursueth righteousness he loveth. Grievous correction is for him that forsaketh the path. He that hateth reproof shall die. Sheol and destruction are before Jehovah. How much more then the hearts of the children of men? A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him. He will not go unto the wise. A joyful heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is broken. The heart of an intelligent man seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish feedeth on folly. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but a cheerful heart is a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of Jehovah than great store and disquietude therewith. Better is a meal of herbs where love is than a fatted ox and hatred therewith. A furious man stirreth up contention, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. The way of the sluggard is as a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is made plain. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Folly is joy to him that is void of sense, but a man of understanding regulateth his walk. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word in its season, how good is it? The path of life is upwards for the wise, that he may depart from Sheol beneath. Jehovah plucketh up the house of the proud, but he establisheth the boundary of the widow. The thoughts of the evil man are an abomination to Jehovah, but pure words are pleasant. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. The heart of a righteous man studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Jehovah is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. That which enlighteneth the eyes rejoiceth the heart. Good tidings make the bones fat. The ear that heareth the reproof of life shall abide among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth sense. The fear of Jehovah is the discipline of wisdom, and before honor goeth humility.